Hello.
Hello, Brittany. My name is Rob Chang from Metro Research, and we're conducting a poll, People's Opinion Toward Public Affairs and Current Events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this city?
Yes.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
And as things stand now, how often do you vote in elections for governor or in other offices? Would you say that you always vote, almost always vote, usually vote?
Always.
Always vote. Thank you. And would you please tell me your age?
60.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describe people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
I'm an old white guy.
Thank you. In general speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
In Florida, the right direction.
And in the elections for a state senator were held today, would you definitely vote for Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
Definitely vote for the Republican.
Thank you. Now I'd like to ask your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Rick Scott. Are you very favorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable? Very or somewhat?
Very favorable. Very, very favorable.
Donald Trump?
Favorable. Not very, but yeah, just favorable.
Somewhat. Ron DeSantis, are you very favorable? Someone
very favorable.
The National Rifle Association?
Very favorable.
Joe Biden?
Sad.
She will
that
say
one of the choices?
Favorable. Somewhat unfavorable.
I think he's a good guy, but damn, you know, somewhat unfavorable. Yeah.
Thank you. The Florida Power and Light or FPL?
No opinion. I don't deal with them.
Okay. Thank you. Walt Disney World?
Neutral. I lived in Orlando before Disney and since Disney. And, yeah, they've been good, but I don't really care.
Okay, thank you for that opinion. And Planned Parenthood?
I'm just going to say unfavorable. Not a very, but unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Greg Poole?
Pardon me?
I'm sorry, Greg Poole?
Greg who?
Greg Poole. P-U-L-L. Pull.
I'm going to have to pull. I don't know.
Okay, don't worry. And Enes Kemeny?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Speaking of the job.
What's that?
No, sorry. Please continue.
Yeah, she's a good girl. I just don't agree with her politics. That's all.
Okay, thank you for that opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about the job Enes Kemeny is doing as a state representative. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay. And if the election for state representative were held today, would you definitely vote to reelect Enes Kemeny, probably vote to reelect her, probably vote for someone new, or definitely vote for someone new?
That's a loaded question. Probably vote for someone new. Depends on who that was. So I'll say probably.
Okay, no problem. And if the elections for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Donald Trump.
If the elections for U.S. United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Devin Marcus Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Definitely Rick Scott.
Thank you. And if the elections for a state representative were today and the candidates were Greg Poole, the Republican, and Anas Kamani, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Well, probably Greg Poole, just because I'm not a fan of Anas Kamani.
Thank you for that opinion. Mm-hmm. And as you may know, there will be also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled the Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you say you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I'm going to be neutral on that because I think that's a very personal thing.
Okay, thank you for that opinion. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on right now? Passing common sense gun safety legislation, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, creating jobs and improving wages, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, reducing the cost of healthcare and prescription medicine, protecting our air and water, lowering inflation, fighting crime and protecting the public, supporting the ceasefire and to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, improving our public schools, reducing the cost of insurance, or making house more affordable.
Wow, that's a loaded question. I'm just going to have to say neutral on that one because there's way too many things to cover there, and you don't have enough time for me.
you
I could go over about an hour on all those.
No, you just need to pick one. That do you
pick
think
one?
Yeah.
Protect our borders. Yeah.
Protect our borders.
Yeah. Let's go with that one.
Okay.
I'm all for legal immigration, but yeah, what's happening now is a disaster. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And which is the next most important issue? Passing common sense gun safety legislation, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, creating jobs and improving wages, reducing the cost of healthcare and prescription medicine, protecting our air and water, lowering inflation, fighting crime and protecting the public, supporting ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, improving our public schools, reducing the cost of insurance, or making housing more affordable.
Let's go with the fighting crime thing.
Fighting crime, okay.
Yeah.
Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the local governments to focus their attention on right now? Lowering the burden of property taxes, protecting the rights of renters, improving our public schools, creating jobs and improving wages, reducing traffic congestion, expanding and modernizing public transportation, making housing more affordable, or reducing crime and protecting the public.
Reducing crime and protecting the public.
Thank you. And which is the most important, the next most important issues? Lowering the burden of property taxes, protecting the right of renters, improving our public schools, creating jobs and improving wages, reducing traffic congestion, expanding and modernizing public transportation, or making housing more affordable?
I would say lowering property taxes.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a series of description of possible candidates for state representative. For each one, please tell me which candidate you will be more likely to support if this were all you knew about the candidates. Try to choose one, even when the choice is a hard one. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who says that the woke ideology puts our children at risk to groomers and other predators, or a candidate who believes that diversity and acceptance for all people makes Central Florida a more vibrant community?
Oh, wow. I'm going to go neutral. I'm a libertarian. Have you figured that out yet?
Thank you. And for the next one, the candidate who says the Democratic Party is a part of socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country, or a candidate who says that the Democratic Party is not socialist and politicians use such divisive rhetoric as fears to win elections?
I'm a socialist, yeah.
And next one, a candidate who supports stabilizing the insurance industry in Florida to keep the industry solvent, even if that means bailing them out, or a candidate who has rejected a political contributions from insurance companies and challenged them to lower rates and justify their rate increase?
That's tough because a lot of people be screwed with the latter than the former. Can I go neutral on that?
Sure.
All right.
Next one, the candidate opposes political censorship laws coming out of Tallahassee that put politicians, not teachers or parents, in control of our kids' education, or a candidate who supports protecting parents' right to remove books or lessons plans that don't reinforce the values they want taught to their children?
All about parents' rights. Locally.
Thank you. Now let me read some reasons people give for voting a candidate for a state representative, assuming that each of these is accurate. Please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or will have no virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Anne Scamani has introduced legislation to create a renter's bill of rights to even the playing field in states that favor landlords and out-of-state corporations who control more and more the Florida rental market every year. Is this very convincing for you to vote for her, somewhat convincing, or it has no effect?
No effect.
Thank you. Next one will be, Greg Paul understand how important our police officers are to our safety and how dangerous radical ideas like defund the police are to our communities. Is this very convincing to vote for him, somewhat convincing, or has no effect?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Anna Scamani will fight to protect the safety of our drinking water by holding polluters accountable and opposing the loosening of environmental standards and enforcement. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or has no effect on you for voting for her?
Very convincing.
Anna Scamani lost her mother to cancer when she was 13 years old. She knows firsthand how hardworking families struggle to pay health care and is fighting for affordable health coverage or those with pre-existing conditions. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or has no effect on voting for her?
Has no effect.
Thank you. While Tallahassee politicians are focused on stealing women's rights, silencing teachers, and pushing culture wars, Anne Scamani is fighting to help parents feed their families, seniors afford their medicine, small business create jobs, and everyone have an affordable place to live. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no, has no effect for you to vote for her?
I'll go with no effect.
Thank you. Anna Scamani fought to support families by passing permanent tax rates for children's diapers and adult incontinence products. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or has no effect on voting for her?
No effect.
Greg Paul will fight to stop the flow of illegal immigration into our communities. Is this very convincing? Somewhat convincing, has no effect on voting for him.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. And Greg Paul will work to protect parental rights by taking woke indoctrination out of our public schools and protect children from sexual content at too young of an age. Is this very convincing? Somewhat convincing, has no effect on voting for him.
Somewhat.
Thank you.
Only because I don't know much about him. So, I need to look up on that.
Thank you. Terrapino, now let me read some statements about the candidates running for state representative. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this would cause you to serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or will have it virtually no effect at all on your decision. Here's the first one. Rick Paul and the Republican Party of Florida's bigoted attack on Anna Skitamani reflect a radical Christian nationalism which believe non-Christians are not welcome in the American society. This give you serious doubts, some doubts, or has no effect on voting, Rick Paul?
No effect.
Anna Skitamani was one of the only two legislators who voted in favor of a ceasefire agreement for the Israel and Hamas war. This will give you serious doubts, some doubts, or have no effect on voting for her?
Serious doubts.
Rick Paul is the handpicked candidate of the same Tallahassee lobbyists who fought to give mismanaged insurance companies a $3 billion tax handout, not through rate relief for families. This give you a serious doubt, some doubts, or no effects on voting for him?
Some doubts.
Thank you. Greg Paul is a real estate speculator and landlord who has profited from soaring rents while Central Florida families have struggled to make ends meet. Does this give you serious doubts, some doubts, or has no effect?
No effect.
Anna Skitamani wants to defund the police, discriminate marijuana, and release dangerous felons from our jails, leaving residents at the mercy of violent criminals. This gives you serious doubts, some doubts, or
serious
no
doubts. Serious.
Okay. Red Pole is an extremist who is more focused on crazy culture war issues like banning books that find real solutions for affordability crisis, harming families in Central Florida deal with every day. Does this give you serious doubts, some doubts, or has no effect?
No effect.
Red Pole is an extremist. Is focused on crazy culture wars like banning books, banning abortion, instead of finding real solutions for the cost of living issues every day.
I got to cut you short, brother. I got another call coming I've been waiting for.
Can I give you a call? We're almost done.
Sure. Give me 10 minutes.
Okay. Thank you.